Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Hello?
My name is Jay. Yes, good evening. I'm calling on behalf of Research Associates. My name is Jay. We're just conducting a quick survey on public education in New Orleans. Can you be so kind to share your opinion real quick? Very short message. Are you registered voter in New Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm interested in it.
Okay, very, somewhat, or a little? How should I record your answer?
Very.
Very interested. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's move forward. Okay, here we go. Okay, do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, or Caucasian, Hispanic, Haitian?
I'm an African American or Black.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, listen. Okay. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings. Your best guess. To the best of your knowledge.
I guess the buildings now, I think, are better than they were years ago.
Understood. But how should I recall your answer? You are very satisfied with that, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience, believe me. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little, or not at all important?
It's important.
Very or somewhat? How should I record your answer?
Very important. Very important.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all? When you hear your friends and neighbors talking about it.
I guess a little confidence.
A little confidence. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And now, if the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewable proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, will you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition? What's your opinion?
I don't know.
Okay, we can move forward. That's no problem. There's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters, okay, ma'am? Now, I'm going to read you two statements and tell me which one best reflects your views. Here's the first one. Because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Second statement. Mm-hmm. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Which one of those two statements best reflects
you? I would go with number one.
Number one. Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost done, okay? Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, please tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, or not at all influenced, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools, where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Okay, here's the first one. Learning that this is a renewal for an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Will that motivate you to support this proposition strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, learning that although the federal government invests millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Same question. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence your support for this proposition, if you learn that?
Little.
A little? Okay. Learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Same question. Would that motivate you to support this proposition?
I support it.
Strongly, somewhat, or little?
I think little.
Little, okay. Learning that this is a millage renewable and will not increase your property taxes, will that motivate you to support this proposition strongly? So what? A little, not at all.
Strongly.
Okay. Learning that the money is allocated to every public schools in the city. Same question. Strongly, so what? A little, not at all, influence your support.
Strongly.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Same question. Strongly, so what? A little, not at all, influence your support.
Strongly.
Learning that the owner of 275,000 homes currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. If you learn that, will that motivate you to support this proposition strongly? So what? A little, not at all?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, okay? Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, will you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition now that we have talked about the millage?
2045.
That's where it's going to expire, right?
I probably won't be living in 2045.
Yeah, let's pray that you will, ma'am. But I said right now, for the sake of research, will you definitely vote for it? Probably vote for it. Probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
I would vote against.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay. And now, as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some questions for a statistical purpose only. We'll be done, okay? Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools? Yes or no?
No.
A teacher at New Orleans Public Schools? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, you are a teacher at New Orleans Public School? Okay. How about
I
a staff member?
A teacher.
Oh, wow,
I
great.
Was.
Believe me, it's a pleasure talking to you. How about a staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not affiliated with the New Orleans Public Schools. You already say you were a teacher. Okay. Now, stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you from 18 to 30? 31
no.
to 49?
No.
50 to 60?
No.
Or 61 and about?
61 and above.
Okay, tell me when you heard the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Do you own or rent your home?
I own my home.
You on your home. This concludes the survey. I do appreciate you taking the time to help us. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Survey is in but the